What is going on, motherfuckers? How is your day going? My day is going pretty fucking great. Thanks for asking, motherfuckers. So, you are now tuned in to the Red Wave Rant. I'm gonna try and say that pretty fast. Ready? Go. Red Wave Rant. Red Wave Rant. Red Wave Rant. Red Wave Rant. Yeah. That's about as fast as I can. It's the W. The W just throws me way the fuck off, right in that middle. And I think that's why I chose it, because it's fun to say really fast, because the W. Red Wave Rant. Red Wave Rant. All right. Off topic. All right. So, what we're going to be talking about today, and actually, let me bring up my channel real quick, and the type of things we're going to be discussing in my channel. That would be political views, problems in today's society, and mainly my views are going to be obviously Republican, right wing. That's obviously where I lean more towards. I used to be a liberal myself. We're going to talk about myself for a second. I used to be a liberal. I lived in San Diego when I was in the Navy. That right there should show you why I was a liberal. I was surrounded by them, and I honestly didn't really know any better. But on today's topic, we're going to be talking about pro-life and why I'm pro-life and why I believe everybody else should be pro-life. There's no discussion really needed to have. I feel like the argument ends as soon as you bring up when life begins. And that is a conception when DNA is brought to you, brought to you by Devin DeShaw. Check me out. I just made myself laugh. Does that make you crazy? If you make yourself laugh, I bet I look crazy right now. I'm just talking to nobody except my phone. I don't know. Anyway, so we're gonna be talking about pro-life and why I'm pro-life. Like I said, discussion should end once you bring up when life begins, conception, week one, all the way to 9 months. And just so you know, there are people out there that believe abortions are okay at 9 months. That the woman should have a choice no matter when or how far along they are. Now, a lot of people want to bring up what makes it viable. The definition of viability is actually the ability to survive. Now, when you get into a fetus being viable, there's no uniform answer to as to when a fetus is actually viable. It differs from location. Excuse me. Oh God, that's so rude. Do I give a fuck? No. No, I don't. It actually kind of tasted like breakfast. So I kind of liked it. I kind of want breakfast again. But yeah. So, viability, irrelevant. Life begins at conception. Podcast is over. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Just kidding. I got a few more points to bring up. And I'd like you guys to listen, if you're willing. Because I'm not going to force you. Unless you like that stuff. One of the bigger points that people like to bring up is rape and incest. Now, mind you, we'll say, okay, rape and incest. That only makes up about 1% of all of the abortions that actually happen. So out of all the millions of millions and millions of abortions that happen, very small portion is for rape and incest. So does that mean back when people were pro-slavery, the millions that were pro-slavery, does that still make it okay? Does it? I don't think so. Me personally. I mean, if you think pro-slavery is okay,
You can go ahead and tell me that, but I'm just gonna tell you you're a fucknut and you should go jerk yourself off to death. So go fuck yourself. But nonetheless, you can't go off of the masses. You can't. It's what's morally right. If you kill a pregnant woman, that's double murder. Think about that. Let that sink in for a second. That's double murder. You get what I'm going, where I'm going with that? That's double murder. That's a double kill. That's 100 points on Call of Duty, I think. I don't know. It's been a while since I played Call of Duty. So does that mean we should lock up the women? Yeah, lock up the women that abort. Or at least make it illegal to abort, make it hard for people to get abortions. And yeah, you're gonna say, of course, there's gonna be, it's always gonna happen. It's just gonna be illegal and in unsanitary places. It's gonna happen in unsanitary places. Well, guess what? I'm pro-choice. You can make that choice if you want. Is it gonna affect you? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're probably risking your life doing that, sweetheart. So, good luck with that. As long as it's illegal and it's not coming out of the taxpayers' money, out of their pocket, then okay, do it illegally. Just like with heroin. Do heroin. If you want to make that choice and fuck your whole life up and probably kill yourself, do it. That's all on you, buddy. Yeah, so we're not gonna compare heroin to abortion, but I just did, so fuck you. Yeah, so as I was saying, abortion morally wrong. All right, and if you bring up the viable discussion, it's the ability to survive. All right, and if you want to say it's the ability to survive on its own, does that mean we get to off elderly people that live in homes that can't take care of themselves? Does that mean we can just off them or people in comas who are brain dead at the time? Does that mean if I don't like you and you're in a coma, I can just go kill you and not get locked up? No, that'd be wrong. That'd be very wrong, actually. So, I mean, where are your morals, you know? And I'm not saying I'm not pro-choice, because I'm 100% pro-choice. I think the woman should have the right to do what she wants. All right. Murder is not pro-choice. Murder is against the law. All right. There's a fine line that needs to be drawn, as to whether it's actually pro-choice or not. That baby that. If you want to call it a fetus and rationalize it in your own head, so be it. But that baby is not the mother. They're not connected completely to connected, you know what I mean? There's a separation there. That baby has its own life. It's surviving inside of the mother. Okay. Now you may want to say, well then, if that's the case, then, well, what about inconvenience? You know, I don't want to raise the child with a terrible life. I don't want it to have a bad life. I'm too broke. Well, first off, let's go to the beginning when you actually got your pussy filled with a dick and some cum. All right, and you made that choice. Pro-choice. We're going back to pro-choice. Bing, bing. That right there, I mean, there's options. Birth control, condoms. All of these have high success rates. IUDs, diaphragms, etc. They all have high success rates. There should be no real discussion as to whether or not abortions should be considered. All right? And like I said, I am pro-choice. A woman, if she wants to cut her hand off, let her. And that's an actual practice. Amputees, people like to have body parts cut off. And if that's what they'd like to do, then, you know, fucking Cut your fucking leg off. I don't give a shit. I don't care. I don't care what you do with your leg. I do care when you murder a child that could possibly grow into being the next greatest president, or the next Allen Iverson, you know, because God knows the Sixers need some type of leadership, powerful, great player on their team, you know what I mean? Embiid is great, and Ben Simmons is great, but we just need a couple more really good guys on that team. When it comes to all that, dude, I feel like there's no question here. There's no question. No, not a single question. Do you have a question for me? Raise your hand. Yeah. I didn't think so. So what I'm trying to say here is, life begins at conception, week one, all the way to 9 months, and there are people that are all for it at 9 months, which I think is fucked. There's a fine line. You gotta draw it. You can take a pencil, because pencils draw way fine lines, pretty fine lines. Lead pencils, really. I feel like they draw pretty fine lines. So go ahead and just draw that fine line. And tell me where we limit abortions. If life begins at conception, when DNA is created, why is it okay to off it? And have you ever seen or heard of how it's actually done, how abortions are actually done? It's pretty disturbing. Yeah, there's the pill option and whatnot, but the surgical option, which is the most common option, is where they pretty much stuff a vacuum up there and they suck that shit the fuck out, dude. That shit's gross. And it's gotta be traumatic for the mother. Well, ex-mother at that point. It's gotta be traumatic. That's fucked. You're probably gonna get some form of PTSD. You're gonna try and vacuum the house and you're gonna turn it on and you're gonna fucking freak the fuck out, because... Oh man, it's fucked. Turn on a vacuum and you start spazzing because it brings back memories of you getting your fucking fetus sucked out of you. That's another thing. Calling it a fetus to rationalize that it's not a child. I don't get that. Do you get that? I don't get that. I don't know. Anyway, there's options out there for women. And a lot of people are uneducated on adoption centers. Adoption, I feel like, should be way more advertised and way more... I'd rather pay tax dollars in an abortion, or an adoption, sorry. That would completely go against what I was just saying. I would much rather have my money, my tax dollars, going towards adoption centers and making sure the children are having a better life than to off kids. That's more than just opinion. That's factual. You're offing a child. Not only is that my belief that conception is when life begins, it's many scientists say it. Conception begins the life of the human. Now let's say, what separates a human from a person? Nothing. Nothing does. Okay, nothing separates the two. What gives us the right to choose which one gets protected and which one we can just kill? You see, I hope you guys are getting what I'm saying here. And you could probably tell this is my first podcast, which I'm getting there. I'm getting there. This is kind of fun, you know, just talking on my phone. It's a little weird. It's kind of fun. But, yeah, I'm pretty passionate about this shit. I really think abortion should be abolished. I feel like there should be no more abortions. No more baby killing. There's about 1.4 million abortions per year. per year. 1.4 million. That's intense. And that number could be wrong. I'm not 150% on that, but that's a high number. Now, when you think about it that way, 1.4 million. Out of how many of that 1.4 million, if they weren't to be aborted, could have been the next president? You know what I mean? That somebody that will do great for this country, this beautiful, amazing country that we live in today, called the US of A, United States of fucking America, you know, bald eagles and shit. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was the fucking shit. And Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback to ever fucking live. And fast food joints have fucking delicious food. I don't care what you say. And where we have the fucking right to speak on our own thoughts. The right to bear arms. You know? We got all these fucking awesome rights. Brought to you by the Constitution. You know, there's a fine line between a woman's choice and murder. And that's a simple discussion that a lot of people want to drag out and make it a revolving door discussion where they just keep on bringing up the same points. Well, what about rape and incest? Well, then you're just bringing up the masses, you know? And it's an easy rebuttal for anybody trying to have these discussions. Slavery. Millions of people were pro-slavery. Still doesn't make it right. Still doesn't make it right. And now, another thing is, when I say I'm against murder, alright, a lot of people are going to say, well then, how do you feel about the death penalty, or war, or hunting? Well, that's a good point. The death penalty, I think, is a beautiful thing, especially if you kill someone unjustifiably, you should be murdered. I feel like that's a simple, very simple way to go about locking someone up for killing someone for no damn reason, right? As for hunting, I don't know about you motherfuckers, but I sure as hell love me some good old deer meat. I don't know if you've ever had deer meat, like deer jerky. Shit's fire. It's delicious. I recommend it. Especially if you dip it in some cheese whiz. Amazing shit right there. God bless the man who created that shit. I like me a fat old steak. Okay? And I'll tell you what. We don't just cut up a live cow, that's for sure. That'd be kind of weird. Speaking of cows, you know what's a law for farmers to track the costs of a cattle from the day of conception of the fetus of the cow inside of the cow. My terminology is a little weak here, but so why do we consider that valuable? But not a human life inside of a woman. You see what I'm saying there? And back to the death penalty or hunting or the war. What about Nazis? You don't think Nazis should die? I think Nazis should die. I'm glad they fucking died. And ISIS? Those fucks. Glad they're finally relaxing, maybe. I don't know for sure, but at least that's what they're saying. They're laying off a little bit, but I guess that means we fucking kicked their ass a little bit and showed them what's up with America and our fucking guns and shit and how awesome we are, how fucking sweet we are. Alright, there's not a whole lot up to debate on this discussion, pro-life. I feel like the discussion should end off of when life begins. And that is, of course, when conception, DNA. DNA is created. Now, when we're talking about adoptions, a lot of people are uneducated. It is free to put your child up for adoption. If it wasn't, that would be child trafficking. And that's pretty fucked up shit right there. It's free to put your kid up for adoption. It's free to give it that opportunity for a better life, okay? If you really think you can't raise the child yourself, or if you don't have any family members that could help you raise the child yourself, there's a lot of services out there that are implemented to help single mothers who can't raise the child themselves, through guiding them through getting better education or a job, or to take care of the child, to help take care of the child. And actually, when I was younger, I went to Indiana, for a missions trip, where we rebuilt an old school and turned it into a single mother's home, where they will, and I'm not 100% if they finished yet, they probably did, it's been a while, where they house single mothers who feel they are unable to care for the child. There are options out there. We preach too much about abortion and how it is the option. And I feel like it shouldn't be an option. It's becoming more and more the first option, which I think's fucked. I think that shit's wrong. It's just weird. Why we even think that way? I don't know why it's such a strong, like, these radical feminists get so upset when you tell them you're pro-life, and they feel like you're taking their rights away, when they don't even see that they're taking the rights away of that child inside of them. The hardship compared to murder doesn't add up. Murder outweighs hardship by a shit ton. It's ridiculous how much it outweighs it. It's nuts. Blows my fucking mind. Okay. Then back to adoptions. There's DIFAS. There's child care services. There are places there that will take your child. All right, they're everywhere. Talk to your pastor, your local church. Talk to social services. Google it. Go online, look that shit up. Do some research, people. Do some research. And as for people saying how overfilled adoption centers are, my personal belief is because the lack of education on adoption centers. When it comes to state-funded adoption centers, you're paying little to no fees to adopt a child. Me personally, if I can afford to feed and take care of a child, I would love to adopt one. I would love to adopt one, or a few, maybe. I don't know. But me personally, I know I'm not ready, so I'm not going to enter that realm. But there are circumstances where people have to adopt their family member or whatnot. And there, like I said, there are services that help you with that. And when you adopt a child, there is a tax refund that you get that is upwards of $13,500, something like that, that you are able to get for taxes every year for adopting that child until he is 18 years old and you're no longer able to claim that child as your own. So if you ask me, that pays for it all in itself. If you go through a private sector, especially because they are a little expensive. I think it's roughly $30,000, depending, to adopt a child through a private sector. But like I said earlier, if we are more willing to spend our tax dollars on adoption centers instead of murdering children, then maybe it wouldn't be so expensive. Maybe we'd be able to fund these places where the kids could have a better life, and parents are more, or people that want to become parents are more knowledgeable and more willing to adopt. I feel like we would never even have this, we would never have to have this discussion of abortion. And now, one point I will bring up before we end it. If we make it illegal, if we make adoption or abortion completely illegal, where does that leave the illegal clinics, the places that are unsanitary? That's on the woman. That's a very bad decision that she will make to do that. I've already discussed the options that they could take. There's other routes. You don't have to take the easy route and off the kid. If you have all this money to pay for an abortion, why not support the kid? Like, holy shit. You can buy yourself or your boyfriend or pay for babysitters or be real illegal or whatever and pay for someone to take your kid. Like, shit, I'm sure you've all seen this. It's pretty fucked up, but I'd rather see this than murdering of a child. There was a video going around on Facebook of this lady. She had this kid in her hands, like gripped by the arm, pulled him up to the house of a mansion. It looked like a mansion, at least. And dipped off on the kid, just left him there. Just left the kid there. What? Yeah, that's fucking nuts. And that lady is irresponsible as hell. And that also goes back to, she made that mistake from the very beginning of having the, or making the choice to conceive that child. Then I'd rather see that than a child getting murdered any day. Any day. Alright, so, and for unsanitary, illegal places, they're gonna happen regardless. I'm sure there's places there that are doing that now. Okay? You make that choice to go there and do that when you know there's other options out there for that child. Like I said earlier, the discussion ends when life begins. It begins at conception and the DNA has been created. Okay? Right. Ooh, that's about it for us. I think I have to go. All right. Well, I don't have to go. I have to pee. That's a fact right there. But that's not why I'm ending it. Don't worry, guys. I'm going to post more. I'd like to continue on these rants of my opinions and political views. Midterms, make sure y'all vote. If you're allowed to vote, vote. Please make a difference. Even if it's Democratic, fuck you, but still vote, you know? We need voters. We need more voters. Even if it's that one chance that our votes actually do fucking count, then take that chance, because it's going to define how our country ends up, you know? We put these guys in charge. It's up to us. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Red Wave Rant with your man's Devin. Alright. You know what I'm saying? We out of here. Bouncing off of this bitch. Thanks for listening. I much appreciate y'all for listening to me. Why am I talking all weird all of a sudden, you might ask? I don't know. But again, thanks for listening. I'm out here. Tune in for the next episode of Red Wave Rant. Red Wave Rant. Bam. A little note I'd like to add is make sure if you disagree with me to leave me a voice message. I'd love to get back to you and I'll add it to my next podcast and answer your questions or have a nice civil discussion.